I'm pleased to acknowledge tonight that one of our greatest contributors across the years have been the Philip Morris Companies. The Philip Morris Companies today sponsor this dinner. Philip Morris, that's right, give him a great big hand. Philip Morris is a long-time friend of the NAACP and a supporter of equal opportunity. They did not just come to the table lately. We can remember when Philip Morris was a target of white supremacist boycotts because back in the 1950s, they insisted on having an integrated workforce and because of his support for black organizations. We remember when Philip Morris was a pioneer in hiring blacks for non-traditional jobs in industry. Today, we know that Philip Morris is a leader in corporate support for community organizations, minority business and vending programs, and affirmative action. Philip Morris has been regularly cited by Black Enterprise magazine as one of the country's best places for black people to work. Philip Morris is a major supporter of Black College, a company that cares. And I want to tell you something. We're happy that they're sponsoring this dinner tonight. This means that we can use the money to increase and enhance our programmatic departments. It's appropriate also because the Spingarn Medal honors achievers who are models for our youth. And Philip Morris is a high-achieving company that is a model for corporate social responsibility. I want to say two things that are not on this script, but some reporter asked me, were black leaders afraid to speak out because tobacco and alcohol companies give us some money? And without any disrespect to anybody here, I said, why don't you go and ask the publisher of the New York Times? Why don't you ask the publisher of Time Magazine, Newsweek, Business Week? Why is it that when black folk get a dime, somebody thinks we're selling out, and white folk get $1 million and nobody ever asks them, are they selling out? That's a damn racist question, and I want you to know, members of the press, I consider it so. I'm not for sale to anybody. Jesse Jackson's not for sale. John Jacob, Andrew Young, all the rest of the black leaders, Coretta Scott, we're not for sale. But if the tobacco companies want to give us some money to help us move black people forward, in the name of God, give it, and we're going to pray over it and accept it and receive it and use it to build a stronger, stronger America. I want that clearly understood. And anybody that asks that question, you tell them they're racist. And I'm standing here tonight holding a check for $100,000 from the Philip Morris companies to help us put on this affair. I'm well glad and elephant proud to have it, and I'm not apologizing to anybody from the top side of heaven to the bottom side of hell. If you don't want to get drunk, don't drink. If you don't want to smoke, don't smoke. But we're going to use the money to help build something to make this nation go forward. May I present to you our friend, our brother, our comrade in arms, the Honorable George Knox, Staff President of Public Affairs for Philip Morris. Give him a great big hand. Give him a great big hand. Give him a great big hand.